hello there, everyone, and welcome to Abundant Yoga Teacher Podcasts. I'm Amy McDonald, a yoga teacher and yoga business coach, and I support talented yoga teachers to grow abundant businesses. Abundant Yoga Teacher is my weekly training and conversation podcast where I share about one specific topic that has been surfacing for my clients, me, or other yoga teachers in this community. Through the lens of yoga, we talk business growth, skills, competencies, confidence, ethics, success, and fun. Let's get started. Hey everyone, it's Amy here and welcome to this week's Abundant Yoga Teacher Weekly Call. I'm so excited to be talking to you all today. I've got to say, it feels like, I don't know, ages since I've been on one of these calls. I think that's because last week with Phil, we didn't get to take any questions and I think we might have run out of time for questions the week before as well. So, oh, bad yogi, Amy. I feel disconnected from you all a little, so it's great to be joining you here for me tonight. I'm in Mallorca, heading home tomorrow, really looking forward to it, and also had a fabulous time in Europe. It was so fun to connect with so many people over the month here and also the month prior in the States. Had a whale of a time. So today we're going to be talking about three do right now adjustments that you can be making in your business to really help it to grow. And I've got a little bit of a preamble that comes along with this. One of the things that has, I believe is really important in this community, and hopefully if you're a regular listener, you'll know this about me already. I'm fierce about authenticity, and I'm fierce about us having candid conversations that are always non-competitive and hugely supportive. And so for me, I thought before we get into the three do right now adjustments, I wanted to tell you a little bit about what's going on for me in my yoga teaching business. I am a big believer in walking the talk, and with all of the traveling that I do, I realize that sometimes, it's just not possible for me to teach regular classes like most of you do most of the time. And I was starting to feel like somehow that was putting me out of alignment with what's important to me in showing up and serving this community. And that is, you know, being at the coalface, doing the work, being a yoga teacher, teaching regular classes. So, I'm a little bit nervous about this, to be perfectly honest, but I am very excited to be heading home. And one of the things I'll be doing when I get home is relaunching my weekly class. So I teach, or I did teach when I was traveling less, on a Monday night, a 2-hour class on a Monday night, and I am starting that up again from the 10th of July. So I just wanted to let everybody know that I am absolutely in this with you, that I have my own yoga biz teaching yoga to people in a small country town. And I just wanted to kind of check in. And I thought if it would be useful that I could share kind of my process, my marketing process, my negotiations along the way. So if that would be interesting, post me something in the Facebook group, or if you're listening on the webcast, you can type into the Q&A box. I really want to be an open book about this, and not to say that I'm perfect at it or that I've got it all figured out, but I did want to let everybody know that that is something that I'm working on in my business. And so these adjustments that I'm going to be talking about tonight are absolutely things that I am actually doing in my business right now. You know, it's interesting because I do live in a small country town, and I hear from a lot of people who say, oh, it's easy if you live in a city, it's hard here because it's got a small population. Curiously, I also hear from people, it's easy if you live in a small town where there's people that know you, but it's very difficult to break into the market when you live in a big city. And we can look at this from all angles. And depending on where you're at, you know, it's if the woman with straight hair wants the curly hair and the woman with curly hair wants the straight hair, you know, that kind of situation. But I do live in a small country town, and population in the town, not sure, but within the sort of a, I don't know, 20-minute driving distance, about 10,000 people. And in the town itself, the actual centre, we have, off the top of my head, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 yoga studios. So there you go. Talk about that pre-saturated market. Most of them are all hired out by freelancers. There is an absolute plethora of us. And I have been teaching there since 2010 in various different places, also hiring out church halls and town halls and all of those sort of things as well. And I'm excited that this time I'm going back to teach, not in the space that I'm very comfortable with and know very well, but in a new, brand new space, in a very cool and happening part of town, with lots of startups and gastro-y kind of, you know, gourmet kind of things happening there as well. And it's all a little bit scary, new and exciting. So that's what's going for me. I have been on the road and haven't been teaching for over a year now. So I am just about to put out my first round of marketing to start my classes on the 10th of July. And I'm hoping that there are people left who still want to come to practice with me. So I thought if you're interested, I'll very happily share all of the sort of collateral, the emails, the how much I'm paying for the room hire, how much I'm charging my students, all that sort of stuff. If you're interested in what it is that I do when I'm teaching my regular classes, let me know, and I can share with you exactly what it is that I'm doing and how well it's going. Who knows? Maybe I'll be getting on one of the weekly calls saying, help, I haven't got enough people in my class. All right, so that's what's going on for me. Super, super exciting. Something else that's going on for me in my business at the moment, obviously, is that we are in the full throes of launching Growing Your Yoga Business. Can't tell you how excited I am. The program is now half full, and the caliber of the people who are joining is very, very exciting. When I say caliber, what do I mean? I mean interesting people, rock solid nerdy about yoga and ready to really take themselves seriously, take their businesses seriously, and share their gifts more broadly with the people who need them. So if you haven't signed up yet, there is still time. And like I said, we're only half full, so there is still a place for you. But don't drag the chain. We're about to open the members area and the Facebook group to the people who have already signed up. So the earlier you register, the more time you'll have to get to know everybody, get familiar with the materials. There will be a couple of extra special things that you'll be receiving when you sign up for the program that we haven't started talking about yet. I'm very excited about those. So I'm keeping that under my hat, but you will be in the mix to get those when you register now. So you won't be missing out on anything. Like I said, very, very cool people have already signed up and chomping at the bit for us to get started. I think Jamie emailed me saying, when are we getting started? And Peter emailed and said, you know, when are we getting started? So there's some really great momentum building. There's also quite a few returns, alumni, people who did Growing Your Yoga Business 1 who have re-signed up to do it all again. So there'll be some grads in the group as well. That's going to be really fun. Go check out the program, please, amymcdonald.com.au/growingyouryogabiz. I really believe in this program. It is the shiz and really what I stand behind. And I teach in everything that I know how to do from being a yoga teacher myself, as well as all the other bits and pieces that I've done, training and marketing and writing and all of those good things as well. So go check it out, amymcdonald.com.au/growingyouryogabiz. So there's that. And there's also some cool things going on in July. If you want to come hang out, have a meal with me, I would love to say hello and nerd out about your yoga business. I had so much fun in London, catching up with a bunch of clients and people who are in Growing Your Yoga Business 1. We had a blast having cups of tea and dinners and whatnot. So I'm going to be doing that a little bit for the weeks that I'll be back in Australia. So if you're in Melbourne, come have lunch with me in East Brunswick. We're going to be having lunch at the Mary Cafe. The details are in the Facebook group. Love to see you. Bring your friends. It's a big, fat, nerdy yoga teacher session. And if you're in Brisbane, we're going to be having dinner on, I think it's the 22nd, Saturday the 22nd of July. I'm still looking for a great venue. So any suggestions there, warmly welcomed. I know Bree is on the task. But anyone else who's got ideas for a great place for us to go and have good conversation, not too loud, lots of nerdy chat, let us know. Although we did survive quite well at Mildred's, where we met in Camden. It was quite noisy, but we made enough noise to make up for it. So if you want to kind of come hang out, have some food, great conversation, check out the details of both of those events in the Facebook group. And if you're not in the Facebook group yet, get yourself in there, facebook.com/groups/abundantyogateachers. It's where I'm posting up all of the details about those sorts of kind of random get-togethers that I'm proposing, as well as some bonus Facebook live trainings that I've got that I'm scheming up, particularly website makeovers. If anyone's interested in a website makeover, keep your eye on the Facebook group in the coming days. I'm going to be doing a blitz of those. I love doing those. Love it. All right, so let's jump into the content. Folks, if you're on the webcast, I can see it's a bunch of people on the webcast. If you have any yoga business questions that you want me to answer, I'm making sure that I keep time today for questions. So please be typing those into the Q&A box sooner rather than later so that I can answer those for you, so I can kind of gauge time. So any yoga business questions don't have to be related to the topic. Anything that I can do to support you in your yoga business, please be typing those either into the Facebook group or into the Q&A box of Instant Teleseminar so I can get to you. All right, so three do right now adjustments to grow your yoga biz. I thought that we're sort of due for a bit of a nuts and bolts-y get shit done kind of conversation. And to be perfectly honest, full disclosure, I'm in Mallorca because I've been spending time with my coach, and I always leave that time feeling like pumped. There's sort of 200 of us that get together four times a year and do this work, and I'm the only person, lucky me, who gets to work just with yoga teachers. And man, am I grateful. I am so excited that I get to hang out with all of you guys. I seriously have the best clients of all of my colleagues. We get to talk about stuff that I absolutely love. I never have a day where I think, God, what am I doing? And so after having that time with my coach and my colleagues, I'm feeling even more amped to get you the results that you deserve and that your people need in your yoga business. And so to that end, I'm proposing today that I'm going to go a little bit tough love on you, a little bit bad cop, but I'm going to do it all in love because, God damn it, we need you to be doing this work and sharing your gifts more broadly. And before I got to Europe, when I was in the States, I was hanging out with my teacher in Chicago for a few days, and he talked quite a bit, actually, about the political climate and essentially the state of the world, America and beyond. And, you know, part of it was I was at a workshop about the Bhagavad Gita, nothing to talk about, no better text, you know, in an era of kind of, moral disquiet, and sort of relating those themes. And it just brought home to me even more the importance of the role that yoga teachers have in modern society, you know, creating space for people to come and be themselves and accept themselves for who they are and not be competitive with each other and be allowed to listen to their bodies and get out of their heads, to take an hour off their devices, to be in an environment where people genuinely want good for each other. It's not just about yoga asana. The work that you're doing is, I'm just going to go there. The work that you're doing is critical, and we actually can't afford you to be unsuccessful at it, right? Those days are done. Kali Yuga, political climate, shit stuff going on. The night that all of us yoga teachers got together for dinner was the night that horrible, that violence happened in London, and it's just so important that you're all really supported to do the work that needs doing, because your people need you. And so to the degree to which you're getting in your own way for whatever reason, I just wanted to go a little bit tough love on you today, because it's time for that shit to stop, and I want you to be radically successful, because it's good for everybody, right? It's good for everybody. Okay, so let's get into the guts of it then. Three do right now adjustments to grow your yoga business. When I was plotting this conversation, I was thinking about what have I heard from people recently so that I can really ground truth this. I've had a lot of conversations when I'm in launch mode, when I have Growing Your Yoga Business open for enrollments, I get a lot more emails. You know, a lot of people email me, wanting to know if the program is right for them. And so I hear a lot about, it's a great time for me to check in and see what are the big problems, people, what is keeping people up at night, what is making people think, well, maybe this isn't for me, or maybe I'll go back to my job, or maybe I just don't have what it takes, or maybe this is really hard. Any of that sort of stuff really comes up when I'm launching a program and people are checking in with me. So I've based these three do right now adjustments on stuff that's really been coming through my inbox in the past sort of 2 weeks. I could have lots of do right now adjustments. I've picked these three because they seem to be the most common topics. So something that the first one is about pricing and enrollment structure. And this might not be a make the change right now kind of one, but it might be a start thinking about it kind of situation. What I'm seeing again and again and again is teachers coming to me and saying, I just can't get enough people coming to my classes. I'm teaching 2 people or 4 people or 6 people. The room could fit 25 and I'm only getting 10. Again and again, I'm seeing this message. And I'm hearing this from people. And honestly, the most common reason that this is the case is because you are not incentivizing return custom. Now, let's put any kind of, oh, I'm spiritual and I don't want to squeeze people for money bullshit to the side for a second, because I hope that my preamble made it very clear that, in fact, more yoga is good for everybody. Even if it was free, having your classes absolutely full is good for people, right? Look at what Emma Deary posted, that amazing time-lapse video in the Facebook group, where, I don't know, 54 people came to her free yoga in the park. That's good shit. That's good for the planet. It's important that you have really full classes for your students as well as for yourself. Equally important, actually, I believe. And what I'm seeing is all of this, oh, I don't want to miss out on people, so I'm going to let people come casually, or I'm going to have like 5 class passes that you get 3 years to renew, or I'm going to have an expiry that makes sense. Like, okay, it's 8 class pass, 10-week expiry, but... well, you know, I really don't feel like upholding those boundaries. It's time to call bullshit on all of that, folks. Honestly, this is really important stuff. You didn't get into yoga because you thought it might be a nice idea. You got into yoga because you bloody love yoga, right? Like, you really love yoga. I was writing my bio because I'm teaching at this brand new studio and the brand new website and brand new Manduka yoga mats, thanks to my recommendation, Kijai. Anyway, writing my bio, and it's like actually trying to convey how much I freaking love yoga. Like, don't come to my classes if you think you're just going to work your glutes. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is serious shit. This is my path. This is my dharma. This is dense, heavy stuff. If you want to nerd out more about that, go listen to last week's call with Phil Goldberg. Like, the man's not messing around. This is his shiz, and I feel like that as well, and I'm sure you do too. So to the degree that you're letting people get away with being flippy flappy with coming to your classes is a disservice to them, it's a disservice to you, and it's a disservice to yoga. Did I mention that I was going to go a little bit rogue tonight? I am feeling the pava about all of this. So, like, this might not be a make the change right now, but please take a loving look at your enrollment structure and your pricing system, and know that the degree to which you are enabling, let alone incentivizing, people to come along casually, to have class passes that never run out, to not actually adhere to your own terms and conditions, let alone maybe not even have any at all, you are making life difficult for yourself and you are not showing up properly for your students. One of the things that I think, I didn't know this at the time, but one of the things I think my students get the most of, one of the greatest benefits they get from coming to my classes is respect for healthy boundaries, right? You don't come late. You don't put your mat anywhere you want. You don't fold your blanket up any which way you want. You don't put your shoes there and not over there. When you come to my classes, it's really clear boundaries. And I do it in a loving way. And I tell people, look, I'm sorry, but your pass has expired. Or, no, you can't have a concession rate because you don't have enough money. Or, no, you can't let your mother come instead of you, or no, you can't come on some other night. And this teaches people about how to do the same for themselves in their own lives, you know, making a commitment to themselves. I'm going to pay for a term of classes and I'm going to bloody show up. That's good for people. That's tapasya, you know. I'm going to come back every week because I deserve it, because my body benefits from this, because it gets to be part of my self-care routine. If you're letting people pay as they go without any type of pricing differential, you're denying them the opportunity to commit to their own tapasya. You know, you're denying them the opportunity to commit to their own discipline and taking really great care of themselves. So do right now adjustment number one. Take a loving, hard look at your pricing and enrollment structure and be very clear where you are enabling people to be inconsistent in their attendance, where you are enabling your income to be inconsistent, where you are resisting growth in your own yoga business, and when you are doing a disservice to the tapasya of your kula. Like I said, we're going hard tonight. I'm really wanting this for you guys. So that's number one. Take a look at your pricing and enrollment structure. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, post me something in the Facebook group. I'll do a Facebook Live about it. I could talk for years on this topic in case you hadn't guessed. So the second do right now adjustment is to get fierce about what it is that you do. Number two, get fierce about what it is that you do. I've just been at a very nice hotel, thanks very much, St. Regis, in Mallorca with a bunch of women who are, you know, coaches like me. And they're kind of struggling a bit with what they do. Some of them, not all of them, but some of them are a bit like, I can't make any money and I'm thinking about going back to my job and it's really hard being a coach and all of this kind of like whiny, low vibe energy. And that's not what I bring to my business. I adore my business. I love what it is that I do. I am fierce about getting great results for my clients. I am always learning and taking new courses and getting better at what I do. If I muff something up with my clients, you better believe I give myself a hard time. Now, this doesn't mean that I don't, you know, burn myself out or blow out my adrenals or any of that stuff. Absolutely, I don't. But I am very fierce about what I do, and it shows in my bottom line. People aren't interested in spending time with people who are insipid or sort of beige or sago-y, right? If you are fierce about what you do, that is magnetizing. I believe in being polarizing. I believe this is good for your business. Now, I'm not saying that you need to be controversial. Not at all. But you absolutely need to be fierce and grounded and in love with what it is that you do. And the degree to which you're being insipid is also going to show up in your business bottom line. No one wants to come to Monday night yoga. It's even worse because what does Amy teach? Amy teaches hatha yoga. Like, how exciting does that sound? Oh, it's hatha on Monday nights with Amy. Can you imagine? Like, no one is signing up for that shit. First of all, they're going to be expecting me to wear like Target tracksuit pants, not even like active wear, you know, like a baggy t-shirt and tracksuit pants. That was appropriate when I taught at the prison. It's not okay when I'm teaching my own I'm fierce about this no bullshit hatha yoga. So you've got to be fierce about what it is that you do. So another reflection opportunity. Where are you being a little bit pathetic? Where are you being a little bit apologetic? Where are you being a bit low vibe? Or do you have any brain farts? Do you have any like energy with any of your students? Do you have any resistance to anything that you're doing? Where are you being boring, right? And it's time to get the Durga weapons out and get rid of that shit. Like, where are you not being fierce about what it is that you do? Now, if you teach yoga nidra, right, or mindfulness meditation, I'm not suggesting that you need to be fierce in the way that you teach that, but you need to be fierce about what it is that you do so that you are all over what it is that you're doing. You better believe I teach a killer 60-minute yoga nidra. It's amazing. You should come, and here's why. I love doing it. I'm going to more training. I'm doing more yoga nidra myself. I'm nerding out even more. I'm reading more of the I don't know, Shivananda Yoga Nidra book, the blue one, like whatever it is. Where are you not being fierce in your business, and how can you dial that up? What do you need to do so that you can turn up the volume, that's Amy Ippolitti, everybody, not me, on what it is that you're about? Whether that means you need to go to a new training, or you need to go find a group of people who are going to like float your boat, whether you need to stop hanging around with certain people, right? I don't hang out with a whole bunch of yoga teachers that I know, because that ain't high vibe, man. That's like down there, and that doesn't serve me. I'm not hanging out with people who have any drama about, oh my God, if they only charge $5 for my class because I actually kind of secretly think I'm a little bit shit. I'm just not into any of that. So where are you letting any kind of energy leak? Where are you not lit up ferociously in love with what it is that you're doing, and how can you shift that? So something like, how often do you practice? How often do you actually get on your mat? How often are you with your teacher, and do you even know who that is? Now, I'm not saying you need to just have one, but how often are you going to be with people who are better at doing what it is that you do, so that you are re-inspired to get better? It's no secret. I mean, it's important for my business that I'm going to be with my coach, physically with her, 4 times a year, so that I can watch her coaching in action and get better at my craft. I travel all over the world to be with my teacher, so that I've done his same classes. Yeah, I could do them on Yoga Glow. He teaches me the same class when I'm with him in person, but I'm going to be back with him again in July, because every time I'm in his field, I get better as a yoga teacher. So what do you need to bring into your business so that you can really feel more fierce about what it is that you're doing? How can you be practicing more? How can you be inspired by people who are better than you? Is there someone locally that can mentor you? Is there a group of people who are really smashing it that you want to go be around? Can you get yourself some cover classes at a studio that is way high vibe, maybe a little bit scary compared to where you might be teaching? What needs doing so that you are raising the vibration and feeling more enthusiastic about what it is that you do? What needs to be fixed about how you teach your classes? I've had some of my students, one in particular, I won't mention names, but one of my clients, my private coaching client, she emailed me during the week to share with me that she'd taught a particular class last week, and she left feeling amazing. And she felt amazing because she had really gone to town with the planning of it. She had themed it. She'd themed it based on what she knew her people needed. They responded really well. They loved it. She got heaps of high vibe praise at the end, which she's not about the praise, but it's professionally rewarding, right? And so she emailed me to say, hey, could we work a little bit more on getting even stronger at the theming, because it makes her feel great and her students really love it when she teaches in that way. Similarly, another client taught her first really technical anatomy-inspired workshop. And again, it was a big theme for her people. It was kind of scary for them. They took a punt. She taught really well. They loved it. She felt amazing at the end. It's like win, win, win. And she wants to do more of this. So how can you be teaching better? Is it theming? Is it sequencing? I know a bunch of a couple of the Grow Your Yoga Business grads just went and did a sequencing workshop with my teacher. And they're like, wow, we love this shit. Like, where is it that you know that you need a little bit more? I've just done another 5 days of training with Dr. Yogi in London. Like, let's get some more anatomy training, Amy, so that I can talk even more specifically about why it is that you can't move your shoulder in this way. What needs doing? Where do you need to learn more, get better, and be re-inspired so that you are showing up super high vibration? And here's the insider tip on that one, folks. When you feel that white hot about what it is that you do, the promotion and the marketing, all of that stuff just becomes effortless. Honestly, I'm not saying do it so that the marketing becomes effortless, but it is a beautiful byproduct of feeling that lit up about what you do. Like, we know from the Puranas, we know from the Vedas, we know from yoga that we are all responsible for our own inner state. I've just been reading Sadhguru's book. What's it called? Engineering, Inner Engineering, something. Someone helped me type it in the Facebook group. And he's all about that, you know, like we are responsible for our own energetic frequency. Nothing else is happening to you. You're in control. So it's not that, oh, it's hard to stay lit up about my classes when only 1.5 people come. No. That's on you. You get to manage your own energy. Sure, only 1.5 people come, but you get to decide how you want to respond to that. You know, I had a dispute. Well, I didn't think it was a dispute. I thought it was an interesting kind of Carly conversation. But hey, with one of my colleagues while we're at this conference, and she came up to me on one of the breaks and she said, you know, I really want to talk to you about that conversation. And I said, well, actually, I don't want to talk about it. And then she went on to say, well, I just need to let you know that you really hurt me when you said blah, 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 whatever. And this is just like, wham, this is yoga right here, because actually I'm not at all responsible for how you choose to feel about something that came out of my mouth. Like, that's on you. We all get to decide how we respond to anything at any moment. Now, I'm not saying, like, take a spiritual bypass and become a horrible person. When I unconsciously uncoupled from someone, when I was walking my what I thought was kind of like very austere Buddhist path, I was just a bitch, like straight up bitch. I'm not saying do that. We get to have compassion for people and be good yogis, but know that the only person that's responsible for how passionate you feel about your business is you. And you get to take whatever action you need to dial that up if that's what's needed. So do right now adjustment. Get fierce about what it is that you're doing. Do whatever it takes so that you feel so passionate. You would teach to an empty room. You don't want to. And guess what? It won't happen when you feel this passionate about what it is that you're doing. So, folks, if you're on the webcast, shoot me any questions, any comments. Like I said, I'm going totally like rogue tonight because I'm just determined for everybody to have wild success. The world needs more yoga. That means you. I think there was also like the moon tonight here is just amazing. This tiny little sliver of moon, and it just reminded me of Shiva. And there you go. God, nerd? Yes. Yoga nerd? Yes. I do have a pair of Millennium Falcon yoga pants. All right. So let me just do a quick recap. No one's got any questions, which makes me wonder if I haven't sorted out the Q&A box for you properly. Apologies. So number one, take a loving, hard look at your pricing and enrollment structure. Hint, anything that is incentivizing casual attendance or truncated class passes is bad for your business, is bad for your peace of mind and sort of anxiety levels, and it's shitty for your students as well. Sort that out. You get to have great boundaries. It's good for everybody when you are incentivizing loyalty and return custom. It's called tapasya. It's a big deal in yoga. Number two, get fierce about what it is that you do. If you are insipid or blamongy about anything to do with your business, whether it's the teaching part or the back end, if you've got like a shoebox of receipts, if you've got, I don't know, medical waivery form, something that should be entered into a database that have just been sitting there working as a coaster with coffee stains on them, whatever, for years, all of that's low vibe. It's bringing down your bhava. Sort it out. You've got to be fierce about what it is you do. And like I said, the insider hack there, not that you're doing it for this reason, but a beautiful side benefit is that your marketing and promotion will become effortless when you feel amazing about what it is that you're doing. If I don't get any questions at the end of talking about these 3 points, I'm going to talk like for ages about my new program, Growing Your Yoga Business, because I feel that freaking amazing about it because I love the results that people got. And it's not effortful marketing for me. I can just talk about it. It's like being in love, right? It's like when you're being infatuated with someone. You could talk about them for days, bore all of your friends crazy, but you don't even notice because you're so in love with what it is that you're doing. You need to feel like that about your business. That's when you become magnetic. That's when people are like, bam, yes, I'm coming to your shit. I posted something in my Facebook group the other day about a video that I shot essentially telling my students to come to my masterclass. And it pretty much just said, it's this date, it costs this much, don't be a dickhead and just come. And someone wrote to me and said, oh, I was really surprised that you were so direct with your people and you didn't even really tell them anything about it other than how much it cost and that if they didn't pay, you wouldn't show up. Yep, pretty much, because that's how I feel about my business. I know that it's amazing. I'm not saying that I'm the best yoga teacher. I'm not. I'm an okay yoga teacher. But when I am with my students, the geek comes out. I'm absolutely present with them. And the people that like my type of yoga really love hanging out with me in that environment. So, yeah, you get to be direct. Marketing gets to be really easy. I already know that 4 people have signed up and I haven't even actually told anybody yet about my new classes because I'm fierce about teaching. I freaking love it. And that's magnetic. So do right now adjustment number 3. Actually, I'm going to do a sneaky 2.5. Do right now adjustment 2.5. Freaking sign up for growing a yoga business. If you're not there yet, don't make me crazy. Sign up. So many people have, not so many, I reckon maybe in the past week I've had about 15 emails from people who are like, I really want to do your program. I know it's what I need. I'm really struggling and everything that you say on the sales page is what I need and I'm just scared about making the investment. Well, here's the tip on that. Keep doing what you're doing and you'll get the same results, right? It's not rocket science. I think Einstein said something smart and eloquent about that sort of topic. Like really, you want to grow your yoga business, you've got to sign up for the program. If you don't know how to make your yoga business work now, why do you think that it's going to get any better unless you get the support for yourself? You know, look, to be perfect, someone else emailed me during the week and said, I don't know if I should do your program or someone else's. I kind of actually don't care. I really just want you to get better at what it is that you're doing, the business part of it, so that more people can come to your classes. Get support. If things are hard for you, if you're doing everything you know to do, you need to have someone tell you what else you can be doing. That's just kind of how it goes. You know, let me see. I was with that's right. I was in Hawaii, and I went to an Anusara class in Hawaii for old time's sake. And we did this partner assist Sri John friend. God, I loved all that partner work back in the day. We did this partner assist for it was kind of like a Vashistasana, full Vashistasana, where the partner held the top leg right and just yoinked it up in the air and got you into this huge big arm balance. And I'm all up in my head alignment, like, oh, my pelvis is really limited and my femur doesn't yada yada and whatever in the socket, blah. And the guy's like, I'm not going to embarrass myself by trying to do this particular kind of Waikiki accent. But anyway, you know, he's like ridiculously gorgeous and tanned and I can't actually remember, but probably teaching him like nothing but a pair of, I don't know, hibiscus shorts, right? I'm projecting. And he says, well, whatever, you're up in your head. And he just comes over. I'm in Vashistasana, like trying to do this ridiculous kind of, I can't externally rotate my femur because of my limited pelvis. And he just grabs my foot and yoinks it up in the air, right? And until he did that, I had no idea that I could freaking rock out a full Vashistasana. I wish someone had taken a selfie of me at that moment. Well, that's an oxymoron, but you know what I mean? Because I might never get back to that place ever in my body. But bam, I was there. You know, you don't know. You can only do as well as you can do until someone shows you a different way. So if it's hard for you, if you've been struggling, please don't send me the email that says, oh, I haven't got any money and I don't know what to do. I get it if you don't actually have any money, send me an email and we'll figure something out. But don't send me the email saying, I know I really need it, but I just can't at this time. If you really need it, you really need it. Let's figure it out. If you're ready to register, awesome. You're going to be an amazing company. Go sign up. The link is amymcdonald.com.au/growingyouryogabiz. If you legitimately have financial struggles and you know you need this training and you have the energy to go implement it, please send me an email so we can come up with something that will work for you. I really want you to be more successful. Send me an email, amy@amymcdonald.com.au. I do have 2 scholarship places, folks. Partial scholarships there, I don't know what it is, $500 if you're paying full, or I don't know, $600 if you pay over 4 months. Like, don't be crazy if you're stressing out about how do I pay for my groceries because my yoga teaching business sucks. Please send me an email. Let's just figure this out. All right, so that was sneaky do right now adjustment 2.5. Do right now adjustment number 3, this is a little bit more meta level, and I mean that in the, like, English, not the Buddhist sense. this is a bit more of the Shakti encoded mindset stuff, right? And here it is. Do right now adjustment is reframe any thinking where you are considering this yoga teaching gig as a hobby or a nice to do. Now, if that's actually true for you, if you actually do teach yoga for a hobby or a thing that's kind of nice on the side, great. Go rock that out. This is not the podcast for you. But if you're trying to make money, if you're trying to make a difference in the world, if you're trying to support your family, pay for your own trainings, if you're doing it for your own personal sense of accomplishment and achievement, you got to stop thinking about this as a nice to do. You got to stop thinking about this as a hobby, and you've got to start thinking about this as a business owner. So, full disclosure, the biggest takeaway I got from my 3 days with my coach was that it's time for me to take myself more seriously as a business owner, right? Like, you know, I make a ton of money. I've got amazing, awesome private clients. I've got a killer group program that I'm running for the second time because it's so great. And I still got, oh, hang on a second, I'm being a bit flip-flappy with some stuff. I'm still kind of like treating some of this like it's a bit of a hobby. I'm kind of chasing my tail on things and leaving stuff till the last minute and kind of just scratching by with some stuff. That's not okay for me anymore. It's time to dial it up. If I want to go from, I don't know, 160K a year to 500, you know, K a year, I need to take myself more seriously as a business owner. So this is for all of us. Where do you need to start taking yourself more seriously as a business owner? It gets to be yoga. You don't have to compromise on that. You want to know the biggest thing that I do for my business every day? I chant the Hanuman Chalisa. Like, you get to be as yoga woo-woo as you want, but you've got to get serious. Is this your business or is it your hobby? If it's your hobby, great. Go do that and enjoy it. But if you want this to be more than a hobby, stop treating it like it's a hobby and start treating it like it's a business. You don't have to get all shivering coded. I'm, you know, going back to my corporate days and all of that sort of stuff. You still get to like wearing bamboo and hemp clothing and, I don't know, burning nug jumper. That's fine. And be a business owner at the same time. Okay, folks, I really want to read out something that Virginia has submitted, which I'm going to get to in just 1 second. You are a superstar, Virginia. I've got to say, I'm so lucky to have all of these clients in Florida. Florida is just like, man, you and Eric and everyone else in Florida, you guys are awesome. But before I do, I want to recap. These are the 3 do right now adjustments I want you to go do. Oh, seriously, like, this is, coaches should never say, I want you to do something. But I do. I want you to do this. Look at your pricing and enrollment structure. Seriously. Stop it. You know. I know you people who are like, oh, I left my punch thingy at home so everyone can have a free class tonight. Stop it. Number 2, get fierce about what it is that you're doing. Unless you hadn't noticed, I'm kind of freaking passionate about the work that I get to do. It feels good, right? I don't wake up in the morning and think, I think, bam, yes, another day doing what I absolutely freaking adore. I want you to feel like that about your yoga teaching business as well. I am so excited to see all of my nerdy students who are going to show up when my first class starts on the 10th of July. I cannot tell you. I'm already thinking about what we're going to teach and what pose I'm going to get them to over 6 weeks. I am so excited about it. And I haven't even told them how to go sign up yet. I want you to feel like that about your teaching. And you know what you need to do to manage that. You're in control of your energy. Figure it out. Sneaky 2.5, bloody sign up for growing your yoga business and let me help you. Seriously. And then number 3 is it's time for a serious reframe. Stop thinking about this as something that's nice to do, something that is a bit of something on the side. It's time to get monogamous, right? It's time to, like, marry this thing. This gets to be your business. You get to be serious about it. You get to go for it. You get to play full out. And that's what's going to make the difference. When you are that committed to being a yoga teacher as a business, as a profession, then that's when things are going to turn around for you. No more, I kind of teach a bit of, I'm a stay-at-home mom, and, you know, I teach yoga like 50 times a week. Stop it. You're a yoga teaching professional and a mother. You get to do both at the same time. You know who you are if I'm talking to you. So they're my three do right now adjustments, folks. The other thing I'd say before I read out Virginia's victory to report, so exciting, is that I have got a training happening this weekend because it's the middle of the year, right? And so we did a training at the start of the year, which is like visioning your business for 2017. And I want to do a check-in with everybody, 6 months check-in. How are you going? What needs changing up? What needs recalibrating? I've just spent a whole day here in Palmer, like doing that for my own business. I was going to do these things, now I'm going to do those. I want to do less of this and more of that. So we're going to have a workshop, again, drawing on the teachings from Ganesha. So super fun. That's happening on, God knows, time zones are not my city. It's happening on the weekend. There's information about it in the events section in the Facebook group. And I think there's also a post on my Facebook page. And if you're on my mailing list, you'll get an email about it on Friday. You do need to sign up for it to get the details. There is a workbook that comes with it. We are going to be working on this. It's actually a workshop. So we're going to be doing this mid-year check-in together. I'll be guiding you through the workshop, nerding out about Ganesha and everything that he has to teach us about being more abundant, confident, professional yoga business owners. So go check that out. I want you all to come. It's called Realign and Recalibrate Your Yoga Business for 2017 with Amy McDonald and Ganapati. cool. So let me see. Any other questions before I celebrate Virginia? Well, you guys, folks, you can be typing those in if you like. Oh, gosh. What happens to time? It just goes so quickly. Virginia says, hi, Amy. Virginia here. I just have a jive victory to report and wanted to share, especially for your new listeners. Oh, you're so sweet. This is not a Dorothy Dixer. The first 2 months of growing your yoga business, my attendance and thus income went up by 33%. Oh, my God, that's amazing, Virginia. My numbers were so small to begin with, I did not really celebrate that increase then. This month, however, I am ready to celebrate. Hold, shut the front door. If you have an increase of 33%, that's worth celebrating. Okay, and she says, this month, however, I am ready to celebrate. I just surpassed my highest income level for my yoga biz yet. Oh, my goodness, I could not flex my feet anymore right now, Virginia. My biz still has far to go, but I know it is growing, and I am ready for big. Oh, yes. Thank you, and especially the whole community you have created that has been the container for my business growth. Were it not for you, my mastermind buddy Marge, oh, my God, there's another freaking superstar, and the Growing Your Yoga Business Facebook group, I would have stopped. Instead, I am falling in love with what I do. Thanks. And oh, and guys, if you are struggling, please celebrate the small victories because they turn into big and then bigger ones. Oh, Virginia, I can't imagine a better way to finish up this call than that that statement. Thank you so much for sharing that. So just let me do the quick recap on your highlights. So from what are we talking about? The first 2 months, so February, March, Virginia had a 33% increase in her income. And then she has just surpassed her highest income level for her yoga business yet and knows that there is more to come. Congratulations, beautiful. This is so wonderful. Go post that in the Facebook group as well so that everybody can give you lots of celebration emojis. You deserve it. Well done. You have really have done the work for yourself. And, yeah, congratulations. Brilliant. So, look, folks, Virginia has done it. I'm about to do it as well, relaunching my classes. Committed to having full classes and no fluffy come as much as you like and don't tell me in advance-ness. So I'll share as much of that with you as you care to receive. Let me know. They're my three do right now adjustments. That's all we have time for. But please do jump on into the training that's happening on the weekend if you're feeling a bit adrift and not sure what to do next, or maybe that the year is slipping past quickly and you haven't seen the results yet that you desire. That's what the weekend training is for. It's going to be about 90 minutes to 2 hours. There's a workbook because I'm nerdy. Lots of Ganesha stories in there. It's going to be fun. And like I said, do yourself a favor. bloody sign up for growing your yoga business. I don't know how many students you actually have, Virginia, but if you did a 33% increase month on month as soon as you started the program, I'm pretty sure, folks, that if you could achieve those results, you could bloody make the payment plan option. Did I mention that it's Australian dollars? Like, hello. Just go do it. amymcdonald.com.au/growingyouryogabiz. Don't go do it if you're not entirely certain. If you have questions, send me an email, amy@amymcdonald.com.au. There is still one place left in the VIP track that comes with a free place on my retreat. Like, you don't want to miss that. So go grab that if it's for you. All right. Absolutely over time. Thanks, everybody, for being here with me. It's been fun. I will speak with you, hopefully all of you, on the weekend. But otherwise, next week. Take care. Bye.
If this talk has inspired you, I'd be so grateful if you could review this podcast in iTunes to help other yoga teachers find it in the future. And if you're curious about how I can support you more fully to grow, serve, and shine as an abundant yoga teacher in your business, come on over and explore my website at amymcdonald.com.au. Thank you so much for joining us, and may your path be soulful, rewarding, and abundant.